This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. The University of South Florida turned 62 this year. That's old enough to retire if it was a human, but a veritable infant when compared to other institutions of higher education, like the nearly 400-year-old Harvard University, or Oxford, which was founded more than 9 centuries ago. Roger Brinley is the vice president for USF World. He says, around much of the globe, universities only began popping up in the second half of the 20th century.
There are many African countries, many South American countries, and many Asian countries that are really just now developing their higher education.
Brinley acknowledges that older universities have the advantage of reputation and history. But younger universities have their own benefits, too. He says they're not tied to the past and can be more forward-thinking.
So at a university like USF, it's very rare to hear anybody say, oh no, we don't do it like that. The thought process brings us to thinking, how do we find the future? How do we move into the 21st century in this rapid age of accelerations in society?
That youthful way of approaching things will be on display this week in Tampa as USF hosts more than 200 leaders of similar schools from around the world at the Times Higher Education Young University Summit. Phil Beatty is an editorial director for the Times Higher Education, a weekly magazine based in England that reports on news and issues related to colleges and universities. Speaking via Skype from London, Beatty says about 20 presentations will be made during the 3-day conference. One major topic is how younger universities can raise their profile through marketing their academic brand.
Because it's not about heritage and history and pomp and ceremony. It's about what you're doing, what you're delivering for your communities, what you're doing in terms of educating students for the future workforce.
Another issue is how newer universities can use research and collaboration to build both their reputation and financial endowments.
Young universities aren't always going to be teaching classics and philosophy. They might be more focused on business needs, new inventions, new innovations, new processes for doing things in the business world. So how do you partner up with business to deliver research that has an impact, that makes a change to the economy?
Beatty says that similar to U.S. News and World Report, the Times Higher Education regularly puts out rankings of the top 1,000 universities in the world.
We use 13 different metrics. We're looking at teaching excellence, research excellence. We're looking at international collaboration. And we also look at a university's interaction with business and industry.
For the first time ever, they've used that criteria to measure the best young universities. And in Tampa, they'll unveil 2 best of lists, one for schools founded since 1945 and another for those under 50 years old.
They're a celebration of the next generation. They're a celebration of the future Berkeleys, the future Harvards, and the disruptors who may well be the next generation of outstanding research universities.
The event is historic for USF as well, as it's the first North American university to host the summit. Roger Brinley says that's not just an honor for the school, but for the entire Tampa Bay area as well.
We are developing a global reputation. Our branding is becoming globally known, and we're in a region that is rapidly growing and rapidly building its global reputation as well.
The Times Higher Education Young University Summit runs at USF through Thursday. If you'd like to see a schedule of presentations, visit our webpage, wusfnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.